All right.
Week 7.
Shalosh, Shtaim, Echad, Week 7.
Here we are. Week 7, we're joined by special guest on the phone.
Rachel Silverman from Mike City.
Dramatic pause. Rachel Silverman. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Do you miss camp?
Every day.
Every day, a little bit of sadness.
There is so much we're silliness going on
right
here.
We're watching Yom Sport right now. The Yom Sport breakout on Saad Aleph after the... Anyway, so Rachel, let's talk about you. How are you?
Enough about us.
Enough about
More
us.
About you.
So we've been talking about us for 45 minutes already.
Rachel,
so,
would you care to share perhaps your favorite moment of the summer? A favorite memory?
My favorite... The first thing that comes to mind would have to be... I don't remember what it was called, but that fall camp program that ended with yellow transferring.
we were just talking about that.
That's Josh's favorite
that
as well.
That first month, all camp, Camp White Pool at Erev, super fun, crazy, happy hour, whatever it was. Yeah, that was great.
It was a lot of fun. And I was very successful. I was very proud of myself.
That's right. That's right. You won the Jell-O part,
totally.
Didn't you?
Totally.
Yeah.
Mark Shimino had a lot of great programs.
We did.
Hunger
we did.
Banquet.
I was also thinking about it. Raft building. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, yes. We enjoyed looking at those clips also right at the beginning of the summer. I love that program. That's a great program.
Have we seen clips from their musical yet?
No, that's coming up. No, your play is coming up. Your play was in the last week of the summer, right?
I think so. I think it was the first Sunday. I think so.
That's coming up. The anticipation is building.
Okay.
We're watching the Apache Relay of Yom Sport now. Yom Sport. What are your thoughts on Yom Sport, Rachel?
Yom Sport is tons of fun. I particularly like the silent lunch.
The silent lunch.
Not so silent, though.
Silenter than breakfast and dinner.
That's true, but what sort of balances the silence of the kids is the noise of all the, like, team captains and judges, like, hollering at kids trying to make them talk. But, you know. Oh, we're watching the fires now. That was great.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Rachel, we don't want to keep you, but...
thanks for joining us, Rachel.
Any last word for our podcast listeners?
I can't wait to see everybody next summer.
Yeah, all right. Rachel, thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ah. All right.
We're back. So there was a little pause there. In that pause, we tried to call... a bunch of the other Rashi Eidah, unfortunately.
Unsuccessful.
No luck. Ethan Wachowski is in Israel. Ben Panitz is in Europe with his brother and his family. We tried to call Ariella. We tried to call Shira. We tried to call Jenna. No luck, unfortunately. Oh, well. We're back. It's just us, Davey.
Look at this coordination.
Another great play.
By the way, check out this magnet.
So clever. I don't think the podcast listeners can see the magnet that you just held up in front of the computer screen.
I picked up a magnet on the road.
Let's talk about dodgeball, man. This is a great play. What a clever idea to do.
Yeah.
It has the virtue of having never been done before.
It's quite original.
We're now probably totally not synced for our listeners.
At Machane Rama, we are open to trying new things.
This dance was great, too. And this one in front of the mirror.
Adventurous. Dodgeball,
nice bakery. Use of smoke machine.
Dodgeball. Ben Stiller would be proud.
And here we are, the second month of Camp White Poet Erev. Another great...
Ramah's got talent.
This is a lot of fun. I mean...
Some original composition.
Were you not bowled over by the talents that were on display? I mean, I could have done a 20-minute segment of just everybody's...
Yeah, it was great.
It's almost painful to just use
bowled
like 2 seconds.
Bowled over by the talent and by... Jason's glittery jacket.
And by his glittery jacket, yes. That was something. That glittery jacket has been around camp a long time. You probably watched a VHS yearbook from 1992.
VHS?
I bet you would see somebody in a play wearing that glittery jacket.
I don't understand these words that you're saying to me, VHS.
What does VHS stand for?
Yeah, I don't know.
DVD is digital video device.
So it's some sort of video something.
Video home system?
Home system, you think? But it's just a cassette.
Various humorous Sratim. And here we are back. Here we are back at Broken Street the second month, and I was looking at you when a shot of Ethan came up, but I'm pretty sure Ethan Linden was wearing.
He admitted. He wears the same clothes when he
flag football on Broken Street.
Yeah.
I was hoping to get somebody. Those archers got very, very close to the balloon they were shooting for, but nobody popped it on camera, unfortunately. Somewhere in the last couple years, somebody did. It was a great shot. Okay, eyes peeled for Ethan. See those red shorts? Yeah.
Gaga. I was doing some Gaga that day.
Yeah? Were you running Gaga?
Ran Gaga on B-side for
Now, what's the goal here with this, that attachment to the water temple? Is it to run all the way?
Run for your life. That is the goal. To run to the shore.
Well, at least Ben Panitz was just on camera there, even though we could not get him on the phone just now.
Europe. Who goes to Europe? Panitz is good.
A lot of people will go to Europe. A lot of people live in Europe.
It's true. We have campers. We have campers from Europe.
Yes, it's true.
It is amazing.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that it's amazing.
Okay. What? Europe?
I'm saying that our campers are amazing.
Our campers are amazing. And here are more now on the video. You hear the plaques. Love the mud plaques.
Yeah. All right. Some more Boker Street action.
Love the mud plaques. You talk about like the sort of the creativity of our campers. I mean, there were some weird and bizarre bunk plaques, but they're great.
It's fun, man.
Yeah.
Bringing the bunk together.
Yeah. And by bunk, of course, we mean Street.
Thank you very much.
That's what I mean.
What do we got going on
food
here?
Teva.
Oh. That's from Mikud. Another area of camp. Swinging.
What's another area?
The bow and arrow.
The bow and arrow.
The
we
bow
call
and
it archery.
Arrow. Archery. You know, I like to say the bow and arrow.
This is like the wood and the rope. Oh, it's the Alpine Town. This is the grass.
Oh, you
and
know
the
what
white
this
stuff.
Is. You know what this is.
Yom Foam, part the second.
Part you. This one stars Charlie Sheen.
And it's not as good as the first.
No.
As
most of his movies.
In that respect,
most of his sequels.
We're talking about Hot Shots Part Deux, not Yom Foam Part Deux. Just want that to be clear.
Thank you.
To our listeners.
Hello, hi.
It's like they're saying hi right to you.
They're talking right to me. That's so nice. I'm glad that we have this connection.
I don't know if our podcast listeners can see me slowly backing away from baby.
Some more faux hawks. Foam, mohawks, faux hawks. Little known fact, Yom Foam, also the cleanest day.
Cleanest day? Interesting. Not so much. Not so much when you... Everyone has left and you're looking at the, like, devastated field with foam relics.
Oh, we gotta hit pause here, friends.